Hi, this is Cass. Welcome to the Curio Podcast, where two old friends hash out current events, politics, and whatever strikes our fancy. Visit us on Twitter at Podcast Curio. Join our Facebook page. Check out our website, curiopodcast.org. And don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening.
I'm staring down at my palms.
We have guests tonight, Kimmy.
Yes, we do. It's Becky and Abby.
Yay! I have to tell you, Abby, I told a couple of people that you guys were coming on, and they both said, oh, Abby's so smart.
Oh, what the heck?
Now the pressure's on.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Well, we're not doing anything smart, so you can just be yourself.
Sweet.
We all have masks on.
But you should be like, wait.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
Hold up.
I want to do smart things.
Are you sure you want me to be myself?
So much has changed since our last week podcast. We did the debates. Mm. We live streamed.
Are we really calling them that? Or
oh my god,
the yelling match.
The yelling match.
The televised tantrum.
And everything changed.
Yeah.
Within moments.
Yeah.
And I'm left speechless. But Kimmy wrote a bad lib about Trump having COVID.
Maybe something like that. I can't tell you before we do it.
Okay.
To do it first.
One piece of breaking news that I got before you guys came over was that Stephen Miller tested positive.
I heard that earlier today and I couldn't find a story on it. I couldn't find any documentation. So it's real.
It's real, yeah.
What were these people doing? Like,
so the debate team, the people who were preparing him for the debate, even though they said they weren't going to prepare him for the debate because he's a natural. Out of 10 people, 8 of them have tested positive just from the debate.
Huh. And they're not doing any contact tracing or anything.
They're not.
They're not even trying to find out.
No.
Who number one was. Like.
No.
Oh, my God.
So there's like 216 people at the fundraiser in New Jersey that he put in danger.
Jesus Christ.
The Rose Garden.
The Rose Garden massacre. Several people, including three different Republican senators.
Wait, Rose Garden
Massacre.
Well, that
does free up some seats, you know.
There were three press people, too, right?
Yeah, including the press secretary, McEnany.
Genocide. Oh, my God.
I mean,
and then all the people that we don't even know about who don't matter, in quotes, like, you know, they're not going to tell us about them.
No.
Just the
and then the motorcade.
Oh, my God.
In the hermetically sealed car. He's in a hermetically sealed car, which means no air gets in or out.
Like our faces right now.
And he had to do a drive-through with everyone that has to be with the president when he does something like that.
Right.
He sat in the car and he just had a cloth mask on. He didn't even have an N95 or anything. He's sitting in there breathing away. It just blew my mind. Like, the Secret Service, yes, they've made a pledge to protect the president's life with their own.
But he can't be reckless about it. It would be like if he were driving drunk and said, let me drive, and put all the Secret Service in the back seat and then crash the car.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
He's endangering them because of his willful ignorance.
He's knowingly saying, I want you to put your life at risk because I need a photo op. I need to drive around and see my fans, which is it's lunacy. It's disgusting.
There was a guy who played just the audio of the crowd from that. It's horrifying.
Because they're a cult.
Like what people were saying. Somebody was recording it, but the audio was from people around him. And it was like, I would die for him. I would die for him. Like, just like, whoa.
They are absolutely like cult members because there's nothing he could do. There's nothing, absolutely nothing he could do.
No.
He could lead them all off a fucking cliff and they'd go.
Please do.
Mm-hmm. Well, he kind of is.
He's trying to kill them all right now. He's like the number one bioterrorist in the history of the world ever.
It's so irresponsible. It's just absolutely disgusting. My mind is always blown every single day. Many times.
Every single day. And then Eddie Van Halen dies.
Did you see the tweet storm that
all
happened?
All in caps?
all in caps, like within minutes of each other. Like,
I don't have
tax
Twitter.
Tax breaks for everybody. Vote.
No. Law and order. Vote.
Strongest military ever. Vote.
Economy. Vote.
Yeah.
Second
we will.
Amendment.
On
vote.
All of those things, asshole.
I already voted, asshole. Not for you.
Oh, I gotta check the mailbox for a ballot.
I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They don't really pay attention.
Whoever pays the most money for the
most
commercials.
Who's funding this particular bill?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want a 2-week campaign season.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
I wish we had like England does. You know?
Nothing else.
When I went to Australia, they were describing their politics and they don't really have campaigns.
Right.
Like, at all. I remember I went to my host family. We stayed with them for, like, 3 days. Out of the, like, 12 we were there. And we sit down with me and my best friend, Allie. Sit down with our host family. We turn on the TV, and the news is just Trump.
Oh, my God.
And last year, and
freaking
I was like...
Australia.
I was like, I am literally across the earth.
I can't get away from him.
The first thing they said to me, is he really that orange in real life?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know. I've never seen the president. But... it was just crazy weird. Everybody's watching us too.
So this is your first
election. Presidential.
Yeah. Are you excited?
No.
Why?
Because of the circumstance. I mean, I'm going to vote and I'm glad I have a vote and I know it's really important for me to vote because everybody's saying your vote doesn't matter is exactly what
got us into this situation.
Exactly. But I just wish I didn't have to choose between
2 old white guys?
A victim of elder abuse and Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And an elderly person who abuses others.
Yeah.
An elderly abuser?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a historic election. I mean...
Yeah.
No one's going to forget this one, no matter what happens.
Uh-uh.
And... like I was telling Doug, voting... did I say this last week? I don't remember. Voting is like taking a bus. It doesn't get you exactly where you want to go, but it gets you
in
close.
The
and mm-hmm. I felt more like I was voting for Kamala, you know, like...
yeah.
That's
first,
how I...
first woman, black mm-hmm. woman, vice president in the history of, you know, that's...
and given Biden's age,
that's
probably
huge.
President, who knows?
That's mm-hmm. been in the back of my mind.
Right.
Like...
I mean, I think that's why his VP choice was so important, because that's in the back of everybody's mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's old.
And she's strong, and she's not taking any shit.
Well, Pence now...
any of them would have, any of the female...
Their debate is tomorrow, Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
In the Pence campaign, there was supposed to be plexiglass up. Now, mind you, Pence is the head of the coronavirus task force.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Which doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist. He's not really the head of anything. Abby looks so disgusted right now. He came out today and said that he was not going to show up if there was going to be plexiglass around them.
Which makes no sense whatsoever. Why? What difference does it make to him? What does he care?
It's the optics. So Lindsey Graham in South Carolina is running against Jamie Harrison. They had a debate without protections,
uh-huh.
and Jamie Harrison brought his own plexiglass divider.
King shit.
And the optics on that were like, oh, Lindsey Graham doesn't give a fuck about our health, but this Jamie Harrison
guy does.
Yep.
Right.
So now that's running through the Republican dark web. And Pence is like, no plexiglass.
He's such a fuckboy. I mean...
wrong terminology.
You know what I mean? Like, just...
it doesn't go with him.
He's just...
he's a cardboard cutout of
a
human.
Yeah, he's like
not
a nothing.
A
he's
somebody
just like a nothing.
How long till Pence gets COVID? And I'm like, he's a plastic robot. He will not be getting COVID. He doesn't... he's not an organic... He's
he's like Data, but without
the
personality.
The lizard people, the reptilians.
Yeah, except he's not even in, like, the, you know... He's not organic.
He looks like a potato. You know what I mean? Like, he looks like super bland, vanilla, like nothing. Like, nothing there. There is nothing there. Look
like
on his face.
On
everything.
Stage and just revealed metal face things, I would
not be surprised.
I would be more impressed.
I'm going to make a bingo card for the VP debate, and I'm going to put that as one of the squares. Mike Pence rips his face off to reveal he's a metal robot. That'll be the middle square. Nobody will be able to get bingo unless it's true. Oh,
God. The whole plexiglass thing, though, blows my fucking mind. It's so petty and lame and ridiculous. And
I think he just knows that if he shows up to spar with her, she's going to wipe the fucking floor with
his... Oh, yeah. She will, absolutely.
Shiny metal ass. I mean...
He's going to have mother standing there holding his hand and wiping his butt for him all...
The other thing he wanted to that he was stipulating for him to show up was that he wanted them to sit down, to be seated.
Yeah, I heard about that. What's up with that? Why? Why sit down?
He wants
down?
To cover his butthole?
Maybe she's taller than him?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, she's...
Maybe he's a little tiny guy. Who knows?
She's tall, isn't she?
She's not a shrimp.
In my mind, she's tall.
She's the tallest?
She's the tallest in my mind. That's weird.
Her and Porter.
Oh my God, Katie Porter. I love her.
I love her so fucking much. Oh my God. I love when she schools these guys. It is just fucking beautiful.
She pulls her whiteboard out and everybody's just going, ooh.
Can you tell me how much your bonus was in 2000? You know, and right. She writes it out.
And how much
fucking
did
Big
you
Pharma.
Inflate
oh my
the
God.
Price of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Kim, are you just staring at the crystal ball?
No.
Oh.
No. I'm not.
We should take a break and then we can do the bad libs.
Okay.
Okay.
Woo!
Can I ask something? Let's do it.
Are you guys ready? I want you all to please find your inner middle school child brain.
Oh God.
I want your vocabularies to devolve somewhat.
Why does she think we have to prepare for this?
Right.
What?
We've had this conversation before with Becky.
What?
She's there already.
We're already like
poop jokes.
Warmed up all and right. Ready to go. Like
fart, poop,
24/7. Not all of us are as mature as you, Kimmy.
Yeah.
You're silly.
There's this vine where somebody's at Universal Studios and they're in the Harry Potter bank with all the goblins.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And they walk up to one of the bank tellers and he goes up to his head and he goes like this to his bald ass head. He's like,
and that's the whole vine?
Yeah, it's really good. It's one of my favorite vines. There's also this one where it's like, oh, you play this guy and he's recording his little brother. He's like, oh, you playing Minecraft? And the kid has like a shaved head. And he's like, I like your cut, G. Like, just slaps the kid's head. It's really funny. Thank you.
I have a particular set of likes and dislikes. I like things that get slapped on the head.
Yes. It's probably the sound, too.
It's, yeah, it's just so good.
The sound. Yeah, Abby's like slapping that crystal ball. Like,
it's so cool. I'm so glad that I suggested kind of facetiously that he put it up on a pedestal.
Facetious really is the only word awesome. In the English language that has all five vowels in order.
What?
But thank it you. Doesn't have why unless you say facetiously.
Facetiously is the only word in the English language that has all six vowels
yes!
in order.
I am the wiener. All right.
Yes, you are.
We are wieners.
Okay.
Is that fifth grade enough for you?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go clockwise. We'll start with Abby.
Abalulu.
And I'm going to give you guys, I'm going to tell you ahead of time so you can be thinking of it.
Wait.
Not too far ahead, please.
No, no, no. Just so we can go.
What's Abby's middle name?
Alexandra.
I knew that already. I just forgot it.
Abby, a place. Beck, adjective.
Mm-hmm.
Cass, noun. And go.
Persia.
Nice. Ancient world. I like it.
All right.
Prickly. What? Prickly.
Okay.
It had the word prick in it. Is that middle school enough?
I thought I'd start, you know.
Are you ready for mine?
Say it. Prickly.
Prickly. Scent. S-C-E-N-T.
What is it?
Scent. S-C-E-N-T.
Like article of clothing.
Chonies.
Verb ending in ing.
Mm-hmm.
And a body part.
Sorry.
Or body parts. Okay.
Don't go too fast, yo.
I forgot she was going to say that.
If you can think of it, do it.
I'm thinking of ing. She went too fast. drooling. It runs in the family.
Is mole a body part? Moles?
Moles?
Like the mole? No? Okay.
No.
It can be.
Calm down, everybody. Though.
That's like a skin tag.
I can't say uvula because I say that every single time.
Skin tags are part of our bodies.
But it's not a body part.
Okay.
I'm going to say shoulder blades.
There you go.
Okay. Abby, a room.
What?
A room.
A room. Any room. The name of a room.
The wine cellar.
Okay.
69.
What?
She said 69. 69.
And I've got gunk in my ears. Okay.
You Abby? Got jizz in your ears?
What?
Room.
Oh, I said wine cellar.
Oh. I got distracted.
Yeah. Totally.
By the psychedelia?
I want this in my house because it would calm me down. Anyway, okay. And then verb ending in ing.
Hang on.
Is scintilla a measure of time?
Okay.
Sure.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Like a, no, that's more of an amount measurement. Of something.
Yeah, that's more of a measurement, but like not of time.
Okay, then I'm going to say, can I say, no. I was trying to get weird with it, but.
Sounded like Kamala
like
Harris
millisecond
right
or.
Wait, are we talking one? Unit of time or set amount of time? Like I'll be there in 30 minutes.
A unit of time. Any kind of unit of time.
Can I say nanosecond then?
You may.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
You can.
I'll say it then. Nanosecond.
Verb ending in ing. Verb ending in ing.
Those are the hard ones.
And a plural noun. Thing. Things.
Shambling.
Good one.
Yes. That's a great word. That's
shambling around.
Shitting.
Oh man, that segues perfectly into what I'm about to say. Poops.
Dear Lord.
Shambling, shitting, poops.
A number, another plural noun, and a past tense verb.
Okay.
Yeah?
35.
Okay.
Bag of dicks.
Here's my past tense verb. Requested.
That's a tasty word.
I like words with Q's in them.
Same.
Okay. Abby, an exclamation. Beck, an adjective. And Cass, a religious group.
What is mine? An adjective?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Exclamation, adjective, religious group.
Fucking A.
Good one.
Fucking A.
Sticky.
Okay. Scientologist. Scientologists. Scientology. Whatever.
And a vocation, Abby.
A job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Twinkie filler.
Ooh. Oh, excellent. That could go either way.
Article of clothing back. And a place, Cass.
Article of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Sock garters.
Huh?
Sock garters. Her mask is thicker than ours.
Yeah, it is.
There's an extra filter in it.
Mm-hmm. I've got shit in my ears.
What?
I love you.
I love you too, Mom.
Okay.
Place, like a geographical place?
Any place.
Because I felt like saying like a helipad.
Okay.
Okay.
Abby, bodily fluid.
Oh, yeah.
Beck, mm-hmm. article of clothing, a different one. And Cass, a Trump family member.
Oh, God.
Smegma.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's what I'm talking about. There we go. Look at that one.
Okay, article, pantyhose.
Ooh.
Weird. So, with that, I'm going to say Don Jr.
Because, you know, pantyhose would help create mm-hmm. the smegma. Everyone get that visual? Everyone?
I thought it was what was created between the penis and the foreskin.
There, no, vaginas have smegma as well.
It's just Isn't the gooey just stuff on our
it's the
genitals.
It's the white stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, celebrity, Abby.
Eddie Vedder.
Aw, you want to put him in this?
No! Scratch that. I immediately went to my crush.
Mm.
Come on. Yeah, you don't want anybody you like in this. Beck, a liquid. And Cass, some kind of drug.
Got it.
John Lennon. I hate that guy.
You're going to have to explain that later.
He's a wife beater.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't? He was a horrible person.
What?
He was a horrible person. He beat his wives, and also he was horrible to his bandmates. So, yes, John Lennon.
Wow.
I knew there was a reason why I never really liked the Beatles. Just kidding.
I didn't know that. I would have guessed. Okay.
Liquid, you say?
Yes.
Another one?
Well, it's not bodily liquid, but
not a bot. Oh, ooh, that one's cool.
Liquid, liquid, oil.
Huh?
Oil.
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 Oil. Okay.
I'm gonna say, meth. Crystal meth.
Yes.
Is that like Bond, James Bond?
Yes, okay. Meth, crystal meth.
Crystal meth.
Not just meth. Crystal meth.
That could be a girl's
heroin.
Name.
Black tar, Harry.
I'll have to remember to say it that way. Okay, Abby, adjective. Beck, body parts. And measurement again, Cass.
You're the smart one, so you can do it.
It's hard to be creative. I'm
deciding between two. Can I let you choose which one?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah, you can.
We'll help you.
Meager or atrophied?
Atrophied.
Atrophied.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Schnutz.
Schnutz? Like nuts, but with sh at the beginning?
The schnutz.
They spell, you can say nuts and you can mean testicles or little seeds. But schnutz mean, just means testicles.
Mm-hmm.
Schnutz. A millimeter.
A millimeter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to be sorry.
Okay.
Body part, exclamation, vehicle. Okay. Some kind of vehicle.
The clavicle.
Mm.
Clavicle?
Hey, collarbones.
All right.
For fuck's sake.
You don't do it as well as I do.
I know I don't.
You do it really well.
All right.
A little red wagon.
Aww. That made my heart
Why
warm.
Do you hate little red wagons?
I was going to say the Space Shuttle Columbia, but...
No.
Little red wagon feels like it could
little
humiliate...
Little red wagon.
Oh, do we do red wagon?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay, do
we do little...
Wed.
Uh-oh. Wagon.
Wagon.
Okay. Abby, adjective.
How
Beck,
long
a
is
place.
This?
And Cass, another adjective. We're getting close, guys.
Fat.
Your mom's house.
Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is...
what?
It's the place from before. So, job title.
DMV employee.
Huh?
DMV. Employee.
Adjective?
Yep.
How would I describe, like, pussy in an adjective? Pussy?
Yeah.
Pussy is an adjective.
That is an adjective.
Oozing.
Okay. Oozy.
Oozing. Or sloughing.
Pussy, I think. Sloth. Is what I want to say, yeah.
Pussy?
Mm-hmm.
Ew!
Not to be pronounced pussy.
Pussy. No, pussy.
Pussy.
Pussy like, hussy like. Melania.
With ribbons of blood and shit, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ribbons?
When it's infected.
Like Abby, lions. Adjective?
Damn, man.
I didn't know it was going to be like a test and shit.
What is this, school?
God. Place?
Oh, my dick.
Any restaurant of your choice.
Psychedelic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't drink through my mask yet.
Damn it, I just thought of a better end. On next time.
Well, do you want...
There'll probably be about 7 more.
It's fine. No, I'll save it for my next one.
No, your next one's going to be a number.
Okay, so you need a place?
Yeah. Abby, your next one's going to be a number.
Okay, it's fine. Just keep psychedelic.
Graveyard.
The boneyard.
Oh, God.
The boneyard. That's what, when Abby was really little, we drove by the cemetery. She said, is that the boneyard? Yes, it is.
Is that the boneyard? Mommy, is it the boneyard?
And I just started laughing. Yeah.
Yep.
That'd be where the bones are.
Olive Garden?
Gang, gang. I want some Olive Garden. Some fucking unlimited breadsticks right now.
Okay, Abby, a number.
0.5.
Oh, nice.
Sorry. Sorry, I always forget that you're about to tell my mom.
0.5?
Mm-hmm.
A whole number.
Bitch.
One.
Abby, imagine needing a whole number. LOL.
Marcus. Don't talk like Marcus.
Food.
Food, glorious food. I sang that song today.
Fresh picked off the dead ones.
Lima beans.
I forgot what you told me.
A liquid.
Oh.
Lima bean juice.
What? What did you say?
Lima bean juice.
I'm gonna go with my theme and just say pus.
Oh God.
She wanted middle right. school.
Okay.
It's like I just found out. It's like I just had my first zit and I just found out what pus is.
Just learned the F word.
Okay. Past tense verb, Abby, and back a liquid.
Skedaddled.
Now you gotta spell it, bitch.
Skedaddled.
Oh! Ziggy's giving kisses in on masks.
Mask kisser.
Ooh. Are you ready for my liquid, Kim?
I'm ready for your liquid.
That sounded really nasty.
Ew.
Due to personal reasons, I'll be passing away from that. Jesus Christ.
Can we work that in there somewhere?
Diarrhea.
Ew.
That's even worse.
Butt pee.
Butt piss.
Okay, guys. Here we go.
Ooh, I'm excited for this.
Are you ready?
Wait, can I say my adjective that I didn't get to say?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lackadaisical.
Oh.
Okay. Lackadaisical.
Oh, I do like that one.
Psychedelic works better, I think.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I have too many pens. What a surprise.
Me?
Okay. This bad lib is called Bad Lib. Trump catches the COVID.
Oh, the I real like it. Story. I like it.
Last week, President Trump held a campaign rally in Persia inside the Prickly Scent Casino. Many of those who attended the rally were not wearing chonies and were drooling so close together their shoulder blades touched.
Ew, gross.
Before the president spoke, attendees waited in the wine cellar for 69 nanoseconds. Milling about, shambling and shitting.
Yeah.
Holding poops and chanting 35 more.
Wait, what? I can't.
Wait, she's gonna say it.
And chanting 35 more bags of dicks.
No. Oh, my God.
When the president finally took the stage, the crowd requested, and some shouted, "Fucking A!"
Hey, I think I saw a video of that.
Probably, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. During his speech, Trump talked about how well he was polling among the sticky community, Scientologists, and the Twinkie fillers.
Not the good ones either. Not the good ones.
He also disparaged the use of sock garters, saying, "Joe Biden wears the biggest sock garters you've ever seen, all the time, even when he's on the helipad." Which is funny, because that's like Trump's favorite place, is the helipad. As he spoke, some of the attendees were seen coughing and wiping their smegma on their pantyhose.
Oh, God.
What an unholy combination.
God. Oh, my God.
It's an unholy administration. Oh. After the event, Trump went backstage where Don Jr., John Lennon, and Lindsey Graham were drinking oil and snorting lines of meth, crystal meth. through the same atrophied straw. perfect. Joe sat down and said, at least I didn't have to shake their disgusting nuts. Picked up the straw, snorted a millimeter line of meth, crystal meth, and then shook his clavicle and yelled, for fuck's sake! After getting in his in his presidential little red wagon.
It's a little radio flyer.
He tweeted, tremendous rally with the fat people of they are pussy supporters of your favorite DMV employee. Me. You imagine Trump working at the DMV?
Oh my god.
I kind of like that. That visual. Yeah. Sorry. Oh no, we're not done.
Oh, I forgot.
I know, it's been a long time, huh? Okay. On his way back to the psychedelic graveyard.
Oh yeah.
That
he
works.
He stopped at Olive Garden for one lima bean and a diet and a diet pus. Unbeknownst to him, one of the servers who was infected with COVID skedaddled on his lima bean and had diarrhea in his diet pus.
Ew!
Wow.
I think my favorite part of that is they were in the wine cellar for 69 nanoseconds. They were just transported there and then transported out at fucking breakneck speeds. They were back out of the wine cellar and they were all fucking dead because their spines were snapped.
And covered in shit.
And they're holding poops.
They're yeah, holding their poops.
They were sitting and holding poops.
I don't even know what's happening.
69 nanoseconds. I can't even see them. Where are they?
It was a good one, guys.
Thanks, Kimmy.
And that's a very believable story.
Can I take a picture of that, Kimmy?
Huh?
Can I take a picture of your story later?
Yeah.
Sweet, because I want to tell it to my friends.
Oh,
this is what my mom and her grown friends do.
They make childish Mad Libs about the dictator.
Mm-hmm.
It's very therapeutic.
Before she sings, any final thoughts, Becky?
Final thoughts. You know. I'm just tired of thinking.
Vibes, yeah.
Tired of thinking.
You know, I'm waiting for November to come. I'm waiting to see what happens in November, and everything else is just kind of in a standstill.
It feels like we're in limbo, huh?
It is very much limbo, even more so with pandemic shit, but just we're being held hostage.
Yeah. It's
And I'm not falling in love with my captor. I'm really not.
No Stockholm syndrome.
No Stockholm here. No. I really can't wait to see him go.
It's going to get harder before it gets easier. It's going to take a long time to get out of this. No matter who wins the election.
Final thoughts, Kimmy.
I want a crystal ball and a psychedelic light show thing inside my house. But okay. I might never leave if that happened.
Okay.
Which
could be handy in a pandemic. If the pandemic goes on forever, you want to be in your house.
It lasted for 2 years with the Spanish flu.
So. Right.
This is calming me down so much. I feel my whole fucking brain being like rewired right now.
It's like biofeedback for psychedelia.
Dude.
My final thought is this. 69 pussy nanoseconds. Okay, Abby. What are you going to sing for us?
Winners Come and Gone by Jillian Welch.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to have to play the first part to see what it sounds like.
Ooh, cicadas.
Oh, little red bird, come to my windowsill. Been so lonesome, shaking that morning chill. Go on, little red bird, open your mouth and say, been so lonesome, just about flown away. So long now I've been out in the rain and snow, but winter's come and gone, and a little bird told me so. Oh, little bluebird, pearly feathered breast, 5 cold nickels, all I got left. Oh, little bluebird, what am I gonna do? 5 cold nickels ain't gonna see me through. So long now I've been out in the rain and snow, but winter's come and gone, and a little bird told me so. Go, little blackbird, on my wire line, dark as trouble in this heart of mine. Poor little blackbird sings a worried song, dark as trouble till winter's come and gone. So long now I've been out in the rain and snow, but winter's come and gone, and a little bird told me so. So long now I've been out in the rain and snow, but winter's come and gone, and a little bird told me so.
Yes! Oh my God, Abby! Fuck! Why are you not with a band?
Oh! No, I can't.
Why are you not singing for everybody in the
Leave
whole world?
Leave her alone. She can use her gift however she wants.
I don't know. I've always wanted to be in a band.
And let us help you.
Such a beautiful voice.
Thank
that
you.
Was amazing.
It really was.
I have the biggest smile right now.
Oh no! God. Don't cry.
You're gonna get a hug, man. It's just
that was amazing. Thank you for doing
it
that.
It was, Abby.
Told you.
this.
What?
Just. Needs to happen and out into the world.
How I get less nervous is I imagine I'm in front of more people.
Oh,
the more people I'm in front of, the less nervous I am.
Wow,
that makes sense actually.
So it's less personal.
Oh,
yeah,
less personal. Mm-hmm. If I just pretend I'm Eddie Vedder climbing on the rafters, on the
from
stage
from 30 years ago.
Yeah, at Lollapalooza 1992. I'll be fine. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Abby,
wow.
That was just beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Accept.
I am accepting
she
you.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I put her on the spot. That was amazing. Thank you for doing that. Mm-hmm.
It was. I want to hear more.
Hey, man. Put on some
Soundgarden.
Yeah.
Pressed against the sheets again in my parents' home. Oh, you know, I've come to love the visits, but I think I'm on my own.
To all of our contributors and special guests. For more info, please visit Twitter at Podcast Curio, Curio Podcast on Facebook, and CurioPodcast.org. And remember, Curio Podcast loves you.